Welcome to another episode of Tea Time with Twambo. This is Twambo coming to you live from Lusaka, Zambia. It's fall weather right now, but we have some stunning sunny days, chilly mornings, chilly evenings, but it's fantastic. Today, I'm going to talk about a frustrating thing. How to help somebody that doesn't want help. It can be difficult to watch somebody that you care about struggle with a problem or an issue, and even more challenging when they don't want your help. Today I'm going to try and explore some strategies for supporting someone who is resistant to your assistance. And this one's hard for me. It's so frustrating for me, but I have had to work on this because I realized that my ego is involved in wanting to help somebody. But we'll talk about that as we go. First, it's essential to recognize that you cannot force somebody to accept help. You simply can't. You cannot force them to accept help. And if they do accept that help, there's resentment there. They resent you for forcing this help onto them. So you may be feeling relieved that, okay, I've given this person help, you want to see them do better, but they resent you for forcing this help on them. I know you know somebody like this. While you may have good intentions, it is ultimately up to them to make the decision to seek assistance. And when you push too hard, it can cause them to feel pressured and, like I said, resentful. And this damages the relationship. So it's very delicate to know when to stop with pushing your assistance on somebody, because you can either damage the relationship and lose them forever. And I know you're thinking, well, if I don't help, then they're going to hurt themselves. And this is what's so hard about trying to help somebody that doesn't want the help. I know people say, you know, you have to approach the person with empathy and understanding, and this is important. Try to put yourself in their shoes and understand their perspective. Try to find out why are they resisting the help? What is it they're getting from staying stuck? This is one question we don't ask ourselves about somebody that's resisting. What are they getting from staying stuck? Is it the attention that everybody's coming and trying to help them? Is there something you're providing them that keeps them from feeling the consequences of their behavior? What are they getting from staying stuck that people around them may be giving them? And understand their perspective. They're not going to change because they're comfortable where they are, or they're enjoying the high, or they love the gangster life. Understand what are they getting from staying stuck. And try and put yourself in their shoes and understand their perspective. And then acknowledge that you respect their decision and that you're there to support them in any way you can. Sometimes people don't realize that they're making a decision to stay stuck. And sometimes when you say, listen, I respect your decision to remain unemployed, and I'm here to support you when you're ready to get a job. I cannot support you by giving you money. I respect your decision to remain addicted to alcohol or in the drug situation, but especially addictions, it's too complicated to just say, I respect your decision to remain, you know, addicted. It's complicated. But you have to acknowledge and respect their decision and let them know that you're here to support them in any way that you can. Sometimes it's helpful to provide information and resources without being pushy. So, if we go back to somebody that's struggling with addiction, you could share some resources for support groups or counseling services. Providing information allows them to make their own decision about whether or not to seek help. There are some people that do well with interventions, But sometimes interventions only work for so long before somebody goes back. It has to be their own decision. One important thing is, it's important for you to set boundaries and take care of your own needs, because it is emotionally draining to support someone who doesn't want help. And you need to make sure that you are taking care of yourself and don't take on more than you can handle. And sometimes you setting these boundaries can come out like you don't care. And the person that doesn't want the help can even use this against you and say, you're not paying me attention now. Oh, you've even gone for a weekend away. You've gone to the spa. You've bought yourself this thing. Can't you see that I'm suffering? But so now you want people to be suffering together? You have people that are trying to help you. Or you are trying to help this person and it's taking so much out of you that your life is also having the effects of this person's behavior. It's essential for you to draw boundaries and make sure that you are having your own cup filled, because it is really emotionally draining. Sometimes it can be helpful to enlist the support of others. Encourage the person to speak to a trusted friend, a family member, a professional, their pastor. Hearing from somebody that's not in the family can provide a fresh perspective and may help the person feel more comfortable in seeking help. Because sometimes when it's your family that's talking, you feel like they're just hating. You feel like they don't understand you, and you listen more to people out there than you listen to your own family. Because you feel like all they want to do is keep you down. But sometimes if you can have somebody else speak to the person resisting your help, it might be helpful. One frustrating thing is acknowledging that change takes time, and it's possible that the person may come around and seek help in the future, but it's also possible that they won't. Somehow we need to find a way to focus on supporting them in the present moment and let them know that you're there for them regardless of their decision. But this can be really, really hard to do, because of course you don't want to see the person that you love suffer. And it does feel like it takes such a form of detachment to get to this place where you're waiting for them to change, or that you've just given up on them and that it'll just, this is how they are. It's sad for you too to get to a place where you're grieving over a loved one because they're not gonna take the help that you're offering them. There are some people that grieve the death of a loved one before they die because they see that this person is not going to change, or their behavior is so toxic that it's better for them to just grieve them while they're still alive. And there are many, many hard situations like that out there. It's hard to believe that people are going to change, and it's up to them. It's their decision. Helping someone who doesn't want help can be so frustrating and challenging. Try as much as you can to approach the person with empathy and understanding. Provide information without being pushy. Set boundaries for yourself so that your cup is not being emptied. And enlist the support of others that they may listen to. Ultimately, it's up to the individual to decide whether or not to seek help, but your support and encouragement can make a difference. And if you are the person who is being asked to change or is being given help, but you just don't want to take it, ask yourself, what am I getting from being in this situation? Am I going to be resentful when people don't give me this thing anymore? Or am I going to realize that I've used up all of their kindness and their help, and now they just don't have any more to give, and maybe it's time that I changed? What will it take for you to take the help that people are trying to give you so things in your life can change? This has been Tea Time with Twombo. Thank you so much for listening.